Blog Talk Radio.
If it feels good to you, go ahead and rock like this. Hey! Check it out.
Every man falls down, everyone needs grace. Your love is enough now, by your name we say. Hey, you look behind our own, thought it's what we need. We are alive now, now, by your name we're free. You got up so I could get up again, now I'm up again with you. You got up, I could get up again. Woo! You got up, so I could get up again. I'm up with you.
I'm up with you.
to stay down any longer. Say, you got
up so I can get up again.
You got up, lift it up.
You got up so I can get up again.
No longer bound by my sin and my shame.
You got up so I can get up again.
I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful that you got.
You got up so I can get up again.
I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He got up so that I can get up again, so that you can get up again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And yes, I know who holds my future, and life is worth living just because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. All fear is gone, and yes, I know who holds my future, and life is worth living just because he lives, and life is worth living just because he lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, life is worth the living because he lives. He got up so that I may live, so that you may live. Good evening to everyone. I am Prophetess Lori Malowitz of Effectual Fervent Prayer Outreach Ministries here in the city of Hartford, Connecticut. And I thank and I praise God for Pastor E and all the crew on this evening. The Now Network, thank you that everyone is networking together. And we are here with Will You Be Made Whole Now? Will you be made whole now? Will you be made whole now? I am your host on tonight. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Bless his holy, holy name. People of God, men and women, all those that are under the sound of my voice on tonight, I'm going to try to tie this message in because God gave me this message. And I tried to go somewhere else, but he said, no, stay right here. Stay right here. We know that we are about to, this is Good Friday, and we are about to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And tonight, you know, it's kind of, I guess it's kind of what the Lord wants for us to hear on tonight. And I don't know about you, but I'm not a traditional or religious person. I just flow with the Holy Ghost. I just flow with the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Holy Ghost says, that's what I say. That's where I go. That's what I do. So we're going to go to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians 6. Verses 5 through 8 says, slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and the sincerity of your heart as to Christ, not by way of eye service or as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, rendering the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, slave or free. This passage of scripture gives us God's criteria for right motives. What are we talking about on tonight? We're talking about check your motives. Check your motives. Have we really checked our motives lately? Have we really checked to see that, do we really fear God, or have we lost the fear of God? The one, yes, his son Jesus, the one that died for us and rose again, the one who gave his life for us all, who laid it down willingly and had a choice to pick it up, but he chose not to. He humbled himself on the cross, humbled himself for you and I. Tonight, we have to really check our motives and see, are we really, 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 really serving the one, sold out to the one, carrying our cross, picking up that cross daily to follow him, laying all religion down, laying all traditional things down, and really checking our hearts and our motives. But and the reason why we're on this Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday that is coming up, do we have pure motives? It's not merely what's on the outside that counts, but what is on the inside that leads to what we do on the outside. And proper motivation is important to God. And improper motivation may well be idolatry as we worship self. Are we really truly worshiping the one who gave himself up for us, who laid himself down? Or are we merely, are we worshiping out of religious performance or the approval of others through the right religious motives? But there is no joy or life present. Others do the right things to impress others or to make themselves look good. But what God wants is a heart that has repented from the sin of chasing our own glory and performing dead work. He wants us to be controlled by his love and motivated by his glory and his name. So in Ephesians 6, 5 through 8, it says to be obedient. Slaves, who are we? Slaves. Slaves, which it can be translated as love. Servants. To be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. Whatever we do, only what we do for Christ will last. Not by way of eye service, when someone is looking at you or I, when someone has got their eye on you and you're ready to please and you're doing the right things because someone is watching you. Someone has their eye on you. Not as men pleasers. Please the apostle, trying to please each other. But as slaves of Christ. Doing the will of God from what? From our heart. From our heart. With goodwill rendered service. What is our motive for serving? What is our motive for professing even to be a Christian? Goodwill rendered service as to the Lord, not to men. Not to men, but to the Lord. Knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. This passage of scripture gives us God's criteria for right motives. Because, you know, we could have right motives and then we can have wrong motives. First, we are to respect those who are in authority, the authorities in our lives, as if we are respecting God. We must respect those who are the authorities in our lives as we are respecting God, because God has put them there. We don't worship them as God, of course, and we certainly don't do what they say if they tell us to disobey God. But the point is that we honor authority because God has ordained it. We remember that when we honor earthly authorities, we are really doing an act of worship to God, honoring Christ by our obedience. All we have to do is to be for the glory of God and for his name's sake. Whatever we do, it should be for the glory of God and for his name's sake. In all of our earthly service, serve God in it and by it. Thirdly, first, we have to respect those who are the authorities in our lives. Secondly, we are to remember that when we honor earthly authorities, we are really doing an act of worship to God, honoring Christ by our obedience. By our obedience. And thirdly, we are not to be merely good talkers, putting on an act in front of the boss, but we are to be genuinely obedient and submissive. And submissive. Obedient and submissive. We are not to try to get others to like us by joining the bandwagon of slacking, laziness, procrastination, and disrespect. But we are to live as those who are slaves of God. And the fourth characteristic is the most difficult and most important. We are to act from the heart with good will. This means that we must have pure motives. This is only possible if Christ is ruling our hearts. What and who are ruling your heart? What and who? Money, power, fame, glory, self-seeking glory for yourselves, the desires. We are to act from the heart and go with goodwill. This means that we must have pure motives. This is only possible if Christ is ruling our hearts, giving us the desires of the Lord. This means true surrender and sacrifice and taking up our crosses daily. Not me picking up your cross or you picking up my cross, but taking up our crosses daily, your cross, my cross. It is one thing to clock in and clock out, putting in our time. And it is another thing altogether to rejoice always and never complain, seeking God's glory all the while. This is to be the goal, and it is something we must regularly evaluate ourselves upon. The good news is that if we act with good motives, we will receive a reward. We may get ridiculed, you and I. We may get ridiculed by our coworkers or called a brown noser by our classmates, but at the end of our stay on earth, we can expect a reward from God. What is your motive for serving? What is your motive for going to church? What is your motive for whatever thing that you are rendering? What is your motive for preaching? What is your motive for serving Thus, we are not to seek the approval, applause, and recognition of men. If it happens, fine, as long as we direct the glory to God. But we should not count on it. Ultimately, the only rewards that last forever are from God. So these are what we should pursue. And we will only receive those rewards if we learn to obey with sincere motives and willing hearts. With sincere motives and willing hearts. Honoring response to his command is to do things outwardly that reflect what we are believing and thinking inwardly. What is in your heart? Because the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in your heart inwardly? What are we believing and thinking inwardly? See, God looks on the man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees what's on the inside of us. Serve God from the heart. When we get to the point that we want to do what God says and we don't want to do what the world says, we can expect eternal rewards for our obedience. Paul says of his call to preach the gospel in 1 Corinthians 9:17, for if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. Paul understood that just doing the right things because we have to, or because we are supposed to, without a willing, humble, and a contrite heart, is not sufficient to gain a reward. Though it is better than not, it is better for us not to do it at all. If we puffed up with pride, if we're not humble, and we're not doing it with a contrite heart. God sees through self-righteous motives and unwilling hearts. Sometimes, you know, the pastor may say this, or the boss or whoever. Well, we're talking about the kingdom of God. We're talking about serving the one who died for us, the one who rose again, the one who was resurrected for you and I. What is in our hearts? What is our motive for serving? We must have a willing, humble, and a contrite heart, or we might as well not do it at all. God sees through us. He sees through our unwilling heart. Man may not see it. You may be man-pleasing. Oh, your pastor asked you to do something, but you grumbling and complaining. You really don't want to do it. You really don't want to do it, but you do it unwillingly, begrudgingly, for you to give, to sow. You do it begrudgingly. Not willingly. And God sees through all of that. God desires that we enjoy his glory by joyous and eager obedience so that we, people of God, like Paul when he preached willingly, get a reward from the Lord. God seeks those who willingly, eagerly and readily seek his glory in all that they say and do. Everything that we do, everything that we say must bring glory to God, not to ourselves. And in the kingdom of God, people, there's so many that are puffed up, so many that are seeking readily glory for themselves. We know what happened with Satan when he started to seek glory for himself. He got thrown out, down in the earth. And the same with us. Because pride can be for destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. God is seeking humble people. For us to come willing, humble, and with a contrite heart. find ourselves in a place where we have lost our joy and are going through the motions against our will, and such as so many in the kingdom of God. So many have lost their joy. So many are just going through the motions. Are you just going through the motions because you don't want to look like a failure? You don't want to look like you're not a Christian, but yet you profess with your mouth the Lord this and the Lord that, and God this and God that, and I love God, and I'm serving the Lord Jesus. But your heart doing right and good. Even if we find ourselves battling self-righteousness, we must keep serving the Lord. We still have a stewardship that we are responsible for. We aren't to go and sit on the sidelines of the fight of faith until our motives change. We need to keep striving for righteousness and the advancement of the kingdom of God, praying all the while for the Lord to change our hearts. As we do this, God will show us how and where we need to repent if we humble ourselves before him and ask him to lead us into truth. Do you really want to hear the truth? Do you really want to know the truth about you? Not everyone else. Not about this one or that one or this one or that, but about you. What are your motives? What's in your heart? Why are you serving? Are you really about advancing the advancement of the kingdom of God? Or really just truly about the advancement of yourself, your ministry, your church, only your family? Or are you about the advancement of the kingdom of God? Truly, honestly, and sincerely in your heart, working together in unity and oneness and love, serving God, serving one another, esteeming everyone higher than yourselves, than ourselves, truly wanting to love, truly wanting to be like Christ, and the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection. Glory to God in the highest. Goodwill, praises unto all men, women, boys, and girls, wanting to see people's lives change, wanting to see deliverance take place. Or are we just selfish? All we want is money, 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 money. What is our motive for preaching? What is your motive for preaching? Because as I remember, the Bible says, do not preach for filthy lucre. This should not be our heart. What we can get, how much we can get out of it. But this should be about the advancement of the kingdom of God. God will show us how and where we need to repent if we humble ourselves, seek him to lead us into truth. He will show us where we are seeking our own glory rather than his. But let us not stop pressing on toward the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus along the way. We need to check our motives every day. We need to check, where is my heart at in this? May God make us willing servants, not servants who will say we will obey and then don't. Perhaps we have said we would pray for someone and then we didn't. Maybe we have committed to reading our Bibles regularly, and then we don't. Perhaps we have been prompted by the Holy Spirit to share our faith with our neighbor, with our neighbors, and then we fail to do so. Category one, the worst place to be. As James 4:17 says, therefore to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Disobedience and a stubborn heart is the worst case scenario. Neither, however, should be those who do the right religious things without the God-honoring heart motivation. This is category two. It is better than the first category in that the right things get done, but the proper motivation is lacking. Proper motivation is lacking. And this is not where God wants us to be, people of God. For it robs us of eternal rewards and makes us miserable. Some of us are very miserable. Miserable because we do the right religious things without the God-honoring heart motivation. Yes, we want things done right. We want to get things done, but without the proper motivation. That proper motivation is lacking. And this is not where God wants us to be. Because I don't know about you. I want my eternal rewards. I don't want to be miserable down here on earth. A lot of God's people are so miserable and are self-righteous people to be around. So miserable. So self-righteous. And I know a lot of them. Leaders. Robes. Collared up. Suited up. Nice suits. Fine ties. Nice shoes. Big hat. But miserable. And nobody wants to be around them. Very unpoachable. Very unpoachable. High and lifted up. Puffed up. Empty suit. Snooty. Want to get the job done, but without the proper motivation. God-honoring heart motivation. Find ourselves in this second category. We likely share our faith, read our Bibles, and pray for others, but we do not all, we do it all without love for others or the Lord. Do you hear me? And there's so many of us, churchgoers. If we find ourselves in the second category, we likely share our faith, read our Bibles, and pray for others, but we do it with all without love for others or the Lord, doing things with a cold and unwilling heart or with a heart that is absorbed with its own applause. Team 1 through 3 says that what we do amounts to nothing. Nothing if we have not love. We're just what? A clanging cymbal and a sounding brass, making a lot of noise. Christ has enabled us to have our wills controlled by his love. But if our flesh gets in the way, our motivations will go astray. There are no rewards for dutiful but unwilling service to God. Our motivations will go astray. There are no rewards for it, for dutiful but the Lord rather than for men. Excuse me. There are no rewards for dutiful but unwilling service to God. Colossians 3 and 24 through 20, 23 through 24 says, whatever you do, do your work heartily. As for the Lord, rather than for men. Knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. The goal is to come to a place where we do our service for his glory, all of our hearts, so that we can be assured of our reward. You don't want to get to heaven and the Lord say to you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. The honor of his name and the advancement of the kingdom is our goal. I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on up higher. I am well pleased with you. I want him to be well pleased with me before I get to heaven. How about you? This is the final category of the three different types of people. This is who Christ wants us to be. Those whose motivations are pure, not self-seeking and desiring to serve God in all that we do. Only a heart ruled by Christ and fully surrendered to his will can truly delight in the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. People of God, when it comes to living the Christian life, it is not acceptable to say our hearts are not in it. And we have so many people to say, well, my heart ain't in this. I'm just going to do it anyway. My heart really not in singing. It's not in singing. I'm going to attempt to sing this song. I'm going to attempt to preach this word. I'm going to attempt to teach tonight. I'm going to attempt to serve the Lord. No. No. When it comes to living the Christian life, it is not acceptable to say our hearts are not in it. May God himself enable us to serve because we want to. Because we want to. And if you really, truly want to and your heart is in it, you can't stop it. No man can stop it or block it. Have given up because of what man has done, what man is saying. Because you looked up to man and you truly did not look up to God. You were honoring God, man, more than you were honoring God. So when man did not please you, or you were not getting the satisfaction that you were looking for from man, now you're ready to drop the ball. Then now we can see where your heart was and your motivation. What was the motivation of your heart? Some of you have backslidden. Some of you have fallen away from the Lord. But now it's time to come back, prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Let this Resurrection Sunday, not just going to church, not just dressing up in your finest big hats, pretty dresses and shoes, pastel colors, jelly beans and bunny rabbits. No, let your heart be pure. Let your motives be pure. Because God can see straight through that fancy dress, that fancy hat, that fancy suit. He can see straight through it and see the motivation of our heart. May we serve him in all things. May we earn many heavenly rewards. And may we want God to get the glory always, only, and forever. People of God, what is motivating you? We need to ask ourselves this question. What is motivating me? I know what's motivating me. Because I love God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love his people. My desire more than anything is to see people set free, made free. Because he who the Son makes free is free indeed. My motivation is to see men rise up. My motivation is to see mothers, women, to be women again, mothers again. My motivation is that all souls be saved. The same motivation that God has. His heart is that what? His heart, his will is that all men be saved. All come to repentance. Same motivation and that same will is the same motivation and will that I have. And I, even myself, must have to check my motivations daily. Check my heart daily. Because any time and any moment, anything can creep in and try to steal God's glory. For I always must have a God-honoring heart motivation. It's okay to do the right thing. It's okay to do it. This is what we should do. But we must do it for the right reason. He who do the right religious things without the God-honoring heart motivation, absorbed, self-centered, and selfish. Christ died on the cross for us, rose again so that we may have life and have life that more abundantly. So this Resurrection Sunday, as it comes in, people of God, our motivation. And when we check our hearts and we find that love is not there, true love for God and for his people, then let us humble ourselves under God. Humble ourselves so that we can be delivered, be healed, and so that we can truly love all of God's people. Because when we have the right heart, we can do this. Only an unwilling heart cannot love your enemies, cannot do good unto them, cannot pray for them. Only an unwilling heart. That exalts itself against the knowledge of God. All hearts. Because God is love and love is God. And we always want to have a heart of love for everybody. We must always have that heart of forgiveness for everybody, including yourself. When we are moved by the Lord in obedience and having a willing heart, doing the right things, not to impress man, but only to impress God. Because God, what God wants is a heart that has repented from the sin of chasing our own glory and performing dead work. Controlled by his love and motivated by his glory and by his name. And I'm done. This is what God wants, people of God. This Resurrection Sunday is to check our motives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is worthy. Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you. Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday, everyone.
Happy Good Friday to you. How are you doing up
Thank
there?
You. I'm wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, God is good. He's moving. He's doing great things.
How are you doing, everyone? How are you doing, Pastor E?
I can't complain about nothing. I'm good. I'm excellent. God is good, and we're looking forward to steadily blessing our people. We got our farmers market out there. People coming with their grocery bags, and we're doing what we do. So that's our resurrection. Me not talking network and me not talking the church, this is just personal. But for me, every day I remember the resurrection, the burial and the resurrection. Every day I pay attention to the cost that was paid for me.
Every day.
When this comes around, this season comes around, it's like, what have I done in my season to be resurrected? because I'm still in the fleshly form. I'm still here on earth. I'm still here dealing with adversity and differences. So this is my holy week to get holy. This is my Resurrection Sunday. And yes, every day I remember what Jesus did for me.
Yeah.
I just try to get a little bit more serious on what have I done to be resurrected, to get up. How many people have I helped to get out of the grave, you know, and assist them to find out what God is doing to them. So it's awesome.
Praise
good
God.
Word. Good word. You get us sparked up tonight.
Anybody
God. Else
like
out there
you,
want to comment?
I'm like you, Pastor E. I'll never forget. And it's like yesterday when God resurrected me from them drugs.
Yes.
When I cried out
Ooh,
to him and he took
yes.
me off that crack cocaine and he resurrected my whole life. I'll never
yes.
forget it. And as always, and that was over 30 years ago, but it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yesterday.
And
we
that's
know,
what
on wake
me.
Up. Right. On wake up this morning, I was sharing. I was like, don't get it twisted. I'm one wrong decision from being wasted back to what I used to be. Don't get all high and mighty that because you've been on the right trail for 30 years that you can't make mistakes. One bad
Come
move
on.
And I done blew it all.
What?
That's why I'm crucial about not making no mistakes.
You better say it, Pastor. What did he say?
Ooh,
he said, unless you think you can't be tempted.
Yep.
Unless you think you can. Mm-mm.
That's right. So
one wrong move.
No, one bad decision. One mess
yes.
up to think I can get away. Oh, my God. I
Thank
can't get
you.
Away with nothing.
Lord,
come on, anybody else out there want to? Will you be made whole? No, see, I already know prophets. I can't get away with nothing. I used to be slick back in the day. I could get away. I could fool everybody back in the day, but now I can't get away with nothing.
I can't
God.
Get away with nothing. Nothing. Mm-mm.
Minister Terry, come on in too. Will you be made whole with Prophetess Laurie?
Praise God. Good Friday. All glory to God, my beautiful family. I'm just over here elated and saying praise God because Pastor E, Prophetess Lori, my beautiful family, I'm saying, you know, I have talked to you both today, throughout today. And Prophetess Lori, you know, you woke me up and woke up at 5:30 this morning. But your subject matter tonight on what are our motives? It is good. What are our motives in Christ Jesus? And as you were speaking, I said, Lord, just to serve you more, to know more of you, to know more of you so I can share you. Jesus. And I always thank him. I thank him that our motives. Right now, I thank the Lord for in this time. I think of this for just giving us breath. Because you, Pastor E, and Prophet Lord, you brothers, guys, know I struggle. I struggle with these masks, claustrophobia. But I said, Lord, you didn't give me a spirit of fear. That breath you gave me, only you can take away from me. So I praise God for you, my sister. Awesome word tonight. I love and appreciate you. But our motives, are all of our motives, what we do for his kingdom, what we do for anything we're doing is for God's glory.
Yes.
We're not doing it for ourselves.
Yes.
We're not trying to shine
yes.
out here, but we're doing it for the glory of God.
Yes, Lord.
So like you said, God searches our hearts. Some people see us on the surface, but God knows our hearts. So
yes,
I always say, all glory be to God, but I thank God for you guys. I thank God for you guys sharing the true living word of God. That he can live
well.
Within
and look, I'll tell you something. Since you brought
mm-hmm.
that mask thing up, look, I just finally got a mask that I'm comfortable with. But when I put on a mask, first of all, it takes me about 5 minutes to get my glasses registered. Then,
Ooh,
Jesus.
Yeah,
once I get it registered, then my sight come back into order. Then I'm like feeling like I'm like trapped underneath a pillow. Oh my God. You ain't the only one, Minister Terry.
Yeah.
But you ain't the only one. But I found a mask. I think we all should get because it protects.
Praise God.
It keeps it off
you
your mouth.
Air spray.
It gives you some air.
You know,
so don't feel alone.
Don't choke me off. Yes, that air supply.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I tell you, but you know what, Pastor E and Pastor Dory, I admire you guys because, like, doing everything that's been going on since last year in March, you guys have been out there. You guys have had your mask on. You've been feeding them. You've been helping them. And I admire you guys because I haven't went up. I'm going to raise my hand and say, Lord, he knows. But I thank God because he has given me peace, peace in the midst of this mess in the world. But
since you're acknowledging us, let me acknowledge you because you've been active throughout this pandemic, assisting us to do what we do. You are involved just as much as we are. And I'm not saying this to Minister Terry. I'm saying this for somebody else out there to be like, well, I can't make it. I don't want to go. There's other ways you can help. Minister Terry does. She shares the broadcast. She shares the post. She'll donate. She'll give. She'll do whatever. So don't feel like you can't be a part of what's going on if you're not comfortable with something. And I love you so much. I'm waiting on you anyway. Don't make me roll up on you. I'll come have you know what? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. This summer, God just said in my spirit. Yeah. This summer, if you are covenant in the Now Church, we're gonna come on your block and have church. I'm gonna bring it in. I'm gonna bring church to you.
Hallelujah.
Come on
Hallelujah.
Here. Come
all you gotta do is open your window. All you gotta do is look. All you gotta do is open your window.
Praise God. Amen.
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 And I
amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love
since
you guys.
Love
up,
you
Pastor
all, family.
E. Since you brought that up, Pastor E., Minister Terry and Pastor E. and all of the people that, you know, have sown into this ministry, I have three testimonies this week that God has changed their lives and that because of me going out there in the streets nonstop, and I couldn't have gone out there in the street nonstop if it had not been for you, Pastor E., you, Pastor Minister Terry, and others that have sown to help keep this ministry going and flowing, then, you know, I wouldn't have been able to go, and then they would have been still lost. But some of them got apartments. Some of them been delivered and healed. The prophetic word that's been spoken over their lives, you know, because we can't see them. We can't preach to them. We can't prophesy to them. We can't teach them if they still hungry, if they don't have clothes, if they don't have socks and shoes and they're not warm.
And that's
they don't hear
motive.
Nothing I got to say. But because
our
of you, like he said, Minister Terry, you may not have left your house, but you have been a great access and great value to what we do.
Praise God. You know what, Prophet Lori, we just sowed to his kingdom. We sowed to his kingdom for his glory. We sowed to those soldiers that's out there that's fighting the war. You know, we can fight within what we can do, but like you said, all of us have gifts. We have unique gifts. And whatever we can do, it's for his glory. So when we all come together and ask you, Pastor E., Prophet Lori, what can I do for you guys? Because, you know what, like you said, he's not looking at titles. He's looking at our heart. All
that's
we
right.
have to do is serve him and his kingdom. That's all.
Right.
What can
that's
we do
right.
to make
right.
it
serve.
Better
serve.
For people that's less fortunate? So I say all glory to God. I praise you
thank
guys,
you,
and
Lord.
I love you guys, family. Amen.
Love
amen.
And I'm signing
amen.
Off.
Amen. Amen.
Love you too,
amen.
Pastor E.
Right, well, you
amen.
Know what? Look, we got it. It sounded like we were having a personal conversation. Most of the callers, because the word was done, they starting to drop off. Give me my flowers now. Don't wait. Look, you better not be trying to spend no $1 million to bury me in big hearses and big programs and stuff like that. I got a video made for you already. I'm preaching my own sermon, and you can watch it online. And let me go on about my but give me mine. Give me mine now. Let's celebrate
amen.
Each other now. You know?
Amen. Amen.
Look, I love you guys. God bless you.
I love you all.
Go ahead and pray us out of here and we gonna see each other tomorrow now, you guys. Look out online. We have some stuff going on that we're gonna bless the kids in the community and we've been giving away food for 3 days straight. And normally it's every other day, but this week, God had just been overflowing us, and we got another load dropped off, big old 24-inch box truck dropping off tomorrow morning. So watch us online. If you know somebody.
I'm coming to get some vegetables, Pastor E. You save them veggies for me.
Come on.
Come on. Praise God. Praise God.
Look, you can drive by. You can drive by pickup. Just say, Pastor, put my little family together. I'm driving by, and I'll bring it to the window and say, peace, bye. And we do what we're going to do. Pray us out of here,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you, humble, oh God. We come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come before you, Lord, oh God, and ask that you, Lord God, to shine a flashlight in our hearts, and maybe there's something there that we don't see, God. And Lord God, we accept it, we receive it, God. And Lord God, we just want more and more and more of you. Yes, Lord God, to fellowship with you and experience more of your resurrection, Lord God, your resurrection power. Lord God, we just thank you, all those that have listened, all those that was on, Lord God. Hopefully, Lord God, that they will receive this word in their hearts and they will not just be hearers of this word, but be also doers of this word, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ for your dear son, God. We thank you, Lord God, that, yes, every day is resurrection to us, oh God. We will never forget what you've done in our lives. We will never forget what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh God. So, God, we thank you. As we depart from each other, Lord God, we ask that we do not depart from your spirit. But, Lord God, you would just continue to watch over each and every one of us, oh God. As we go to sleep tonight, Lord God, we thank you for sweet rest, for sweet peace. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, your name, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.
Love you guys. Good night.
Good night. Good night, ministerians.